529 plans are among the most powerful tools available to parents or grandparents who want to fund a child's education. 529s can do more than help an investor save for college. They also provide potential for favorable financial aid treatment, offer a range of gifting and estate tax benefits, and give investors the control and flexibility they need. Learn how to address the high costs of a college education using College Access 529, a tax advantage professionally managed 529 plan. Visit collegeaccess529.com. Important disclosures: College Access 529 plan accounts are not insured by any state, and neither the principal deposited nor any investment return is guaranteed by any state. Furthermore, the accounts are not insured nor the principal or any investment return guaranteed by the federal government or any federal agency. Before investing, an individual should consider whether their state of residency or their intended designated beneficiary's state of residency offers any benefits such as state tax deduction, financial aid, scholarship funds, and protection from creditors, or any other benefits that are only available for investments in that state's 529 savings program. An investor should consider the investment objectives, risks, and charges and expenses of the College Access 529 plan before investing. This and other important information is in the plan disclosure statement, which is available at collegeaccess529.com. The program manager and underwriter for College Access 529 plan is VP Distributors LLC, One Financial Plan, Hartford, CT 06103-800-243-4361. The plan is issued by the South Dakota Higher Education Savings Trust. Certain of the investment management firms that manage underlying mutual funds in the program, including Virtus Investment Advisors LLC, are affiliated with the program administrator, VP Distributors LLC. Well, today, welcome. We have a special 605 show, and we're doing a little different format because we're going to have a little one-on-one. I want to welcome a special guest who's here. She's being very open and honest and also funny and sweet. So we have Mona Lisa Perez. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Yes. It's your first time in the office.
I know. And it feels so cool. I feel like I'm in New York, which I love.
Thank you.
I love walking into places like this in Sioux Falls and just like I'm in a bigger city.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I remember, we'll get more into like Wake and things that you've done.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking the same thing when I went to your guys' website.
Yeah.
Because I had to like double check. I had to like scroll down to see it said Sioux Falls. Because I was like, what? Because it was just so, you know, ahead of its time, and it was really cool. So but we'll get there.
Yes, yes. Don't jump ahead too yes. far. Yes. No, thank you, though.
But appreciate speaking that. Of, so yeah. You have had a really like creative journey in general.
Yes. Yeah.
We actually were establishing, which is wild, that you are 28 years old.
I know. I feel like 65, 45 maybe.
Right. You've been through a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so kind of a new project and working off of that. You have with Her Truth, which we'll delve into. Everyone has a story.
Mm, yeah.
And I feel like we've said you've lived many stories and yours have many chapters.
Yeah.
Everyone has chapters, but you have very dramatic chapters.
Literally, sometimes.
I'm good and bad.
Yeah, no, for sure. Going back to Everyone Has a Story, I really don't even know where to start because I feel like a lot of my journey in life has been so heavy and, like you said, kind of chaotic. And sometimes it's like, it's just a lot to kind of navigate and understand, but to like take you back to Everyone Has a Story. I got pregnant at a very young age. I was 15 years old when I had my lovely daughter, Aaliyah, and I decided to keep her. And that's kind of when my journey started, really.
Where were you?
So Redfield, South Dakota. I've kind of been all over the place. So I grew up in Sioux Falls up until the age of, I want to say, 12, 13. I was getting into some trouble here. And so my mom and dad separated and my dad was in Fargo. And my mom was like, we need to get you on the right path. You're going to go move with your dad in Fargo. And
how was that?
Oh, he's very strict. Very, very, very strict. So I did not like that at all, but I needed that. I definitely needed that. My mom, single mom, she was raising me and my sister, going to college, and she was also a single mom. So trying to figure out her life. So you can kind of only imagine just the struggles of that, and not having much help with that. But at the age of, what, 12, 13, I moved with my dad. I lived with him for probably about a year, year and a half, and then I couldn't take the strictness anymore.
Yeah, I literally know, those dads.
No, literally. And during that time, my mom, she met her husband. He's from Redfield, South Dakota. So while I was with my dad, she moved to Redfield.
How far away is that from Sioux Falls?
I want to say 3 hours away. Okay. It's right like 40 minutes from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Very small town. So even like going from Sioux Falls, Fargo, and then going back with my mom to Redfield, it was so different being in like a small, small town. But anyway, while I was with my dad, I met Pedro, and that's kind of the start of everyone. Honestly, everyone has a story, which I just tattooed that on my arm for a reminder of, hey, everyone has a story. But that's where I met Pedro, and that was my first love. Fast forward, I go back to live with my mom in Redfield. And during that time, Pedro, you know, would come to visit, and I got pregnant.
So he would come to visit.
No, literally. You want to know something too?
Yes.
My mom, she literally, so he came to visit us, and this was the first time, and she looked him in the eye and she's like, you better. She goes, I know you guys are teenagers, because he was 2 years older. So he was 18 at the time, I believe. And she looked at him in the eye and she's like, you better not get my daughter pregnant. I know you teenagers. She's not on birth control. Like, she, my mom is such a realist. Like, she knew what we were into. But and then about a month later, my mom finds out I'm pregnant, and oh man.
She's like, what did I tell you?
No, literally. Oh, she was so mad. She was very, very upset about that, but took about a couple of weeks for her to kind of turn around and have a conversation. And pretty much she sat me down and she was like, I love you regardless. Like, you're my daughter. We're going to figure this out. But you're an adult now. Like, you chose to do adult things. So it's time for you to either, you know, are you going to give her up for adoption? Are you going to keep her? And if you do choose to keep her, like, you and Pedro need to kind of figure it out. And we chose to keep her. And so I moved out at the age, I was 16 now, and I moved to Aberdeen, so about 40 minutes from Redfield. And Pedro moved from Fargo to Aberdeen, and we got a shitty little apartment for like $300. It wasn't even an apartment. It was like a studio apartment. And that's all that we could afford. And we thought it was the coolest thing. I remember the first day we moved in, both of us, we only had a mattress. So,
oh my gosh.
That's it. We had
the
a mattress.
Backs.
Literally. And we set it down in the studio apartment, and we both go on the bed and we look at each other and we're like, oh, wow, like, we're really doing this. Or like, and we're such babies at the time. So like, just to like look back at that is like crazy to like, but
it is so cool.
Yeah.
I always loved the feeling you get when you get your like key.
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
This is my key.
No, literally,
it's my door.
Like, I own the world now. Like, nobody can tell me anything, literally. And oh, little did we know, we had so much learning to do. Like, we didn't even know how to like make eggs. So like, we learned how to make eggs together and spaghetti, and like, we did all of the firsts, you know, with each other. And so yeah, that's where it started. And we, Aaliyah was born, and obviously we're both young. So as you can imagine, young love, it's a lot. It's
right.
Not all, it's not mature at
highs,
all.
Lows.
Highs and
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we, were living in, Aberdeen for some time, and thankfully, Pedro got a really good job with BNSF on the railroad. So that was like the next big step for us. But during those couple of years, like I said, it was just in and out. We moved to Fargo. I did graduate high school, which my mom was so proud.
Get it.
So
that's
proud.
Good.
Might have not went to college, but I did achieve that.
Well, that's huge.
Well, being a teen mom and, you know, figuring it all out. And so But yeah, we moved to Fargo, and kind of just me and Pedro were doing our own thing, you know. I was working at a daycare. That's kind of when I started like my entrepreneur journey. I got into like It Works. Do you ever remember like It Works? Yes. That was so big around that time. And I was captivated with all the girls on social media. Like, you can make a living off of this. You know, you can have this dream car in house. And I was like, I need this, you know. And so that's when I kind of like dabbled into that social media marketing. And
right.
You know.
I always call them the hey girls.
Yeah. There you go.
They're like, hey girl.
No.
How you been?
No.
Literally. I feel like you need a diet or something.
Literally, that's exactly. And they teach us exactly what to say in the DM. So everyone is the, yes. I love that. But yeah, that's kind of how it all begun. And and then, yeah, some traumatic stuff happened. Doing It Works, that's when I started my YouTube journey as well.
Did it have a name?
It was La Mona Lisa.
I love it.
So spicy. Had to get the Hispanic in there. Okay.
So this was like, yeah, this was like when it was like really hot. And yes. I mean, not like YouTube. I mean, YouTube obviously still is like a big deal and you can make millions off of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, sure. Like, yeah. You were kind of an early adapter, right?
Yes, yes. Yep. So this is when family vlogging was really big around this time. Like, every young teen parent, not every young teen parent, but what I was watching on YouTube, it was really, really big, like young family vlogging and stuff. So that, I want to say that was back in like 2016. Mm-hmm. Yep, 16, 15. And so, yeah, that's when I started that journey.
So what did you kind of post about?
Oh, just family vlogging and stuff. So Pedro would travel a lot for his work. And so me and Aaliyah would be on the road with him and we would do family vlogging. And literally we went everywhere, like New Mexico, Texas, Missouri, everywhere around. So, and I would bring the camera and I would just vlog my life. And then if I wasn't traveling with him, I would vlog at home. We lived in another small town outside of Fargo called Halstead, Minnesota. So, there would be times that I wasn't with traveling. Me and Aaliyah would just be at home and I would be vlogging us at home, you know? So it's always been a part of me.
I bet that was nice for him too.
Oh yeah.
He can still watch you guys.
Oh, for sure. For sure. No, exactly that. Oh, Pedro was doing his own thing though.
Pedro.
He was a young man with, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that, but yeah, so that's kind of where the whole YouTube thing started. And then when Pedro seen kind of my passion for it, he, on the other hand, was a very big adrenaline junkie. And he wanted to start his own channel for the adrenaline junkies. Think of like Jackass.
Yeah. For sure.
Yep. And so...
I used to think Bam was so hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone else who has a rise and fall. No, I'm kidding. No. But it's in a different way.
No, for real.
Well, no, yeah. They were all like, yeah. Funny yes. Violence was like huge.
Yes. And even around that time too, they're like the big prank era as well on YouTube outside of family vlogging was really, really big around that time as well. And so that's the stuff that Pedro was into. So he's like, how can we kind of intervene the family vlogging with the prank and the adrenaline junkie? But long story short, you know, he convinced me to do a really dumb stunt, and which changed my life. Mm-hmm. We did the stunt and it ended in him passing away, and that changed everything, changed my whole life. I would have never imagined like this is where my life would be, but yeah.
How did you feel when he explained, because you shot through a encyclopedia? Yes. Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
One, how did he think it was not going to go through?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we were both just really dumb, naive kids. I don't know. It took some convincing.
Were you terrified?
Yes, I was extremely terrified. It took about a month of convincing. He would, come on, let's do this. I really want to start my YouTube channel.
And basically he wanted to go viral. It's the goal. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And how he convinced me was, it was a lot of things, but I can stay home with you and Aaliyah and we can do X, Y, and Z. If this just goes viral, I'm such a big family person. And that's all I wanted, was to be a family together. And him traveling, it took a lot. It was a big toll. Mm-hmm. And so that's honestly really what, let's do this. But also too, me and Pedro's relationship was very, I followed along with a lot of things that he would say or would want to do. Maybe because of my own, I didn't really know my worth. There's a lot of underlining things there when it comes to just not feeling good enough. And so I wanted to please him a lot. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how our relationship was a lot of the times, was constant pleasing. And doing what he, I would wake up every morning and make him breakfast at 5 a.m, when he would be home, not out traveling, right? So it was that kind of relationship. It was a lot of convincing. And I was very, very terrified.
How long did it take you to realize?
Right away. It was right away. We're really talking about this.
I know, sorry.
No, it's okay. No, honestly.
Because that had to be...
It was, yes. So everything was recorded. Mm-hmm. So even...
Oh, God, and then you can watch it happen. Yes, that would be...
The videos on YouTube up on... Yes. So if you type in Mona Lisa Perez, that's the first thing that pops up.
No kidding.
Yes. So, yes, that's my life. So when people... Yeah.
And not everyone can say that they can literally relive their trauma over and over.
I know. It sucks. It really, really sucks. But even in that video, you see me. I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And he's literally in the video convincing me no, it's okay. I've practiced this. Because that's another thing. He said he practiced this in a warehouse somewhere. I'm naive. I'm like, okay, you know.
Right, right, right. You've done it.
And
it's
was like, why don't you get your friend to do this? Why do you want me? And he even said in the video, I don't want no one else to do this. I want my girlfriend to do this. And I don't, there's just, if you watch the video, you will see. But long story short, he got me to do it. And as soon as I did it, he literally looked at me and said, oh, shit. And fell.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I literally cried and I ran into the house. Aaliyah was inside watching TV and my phone was actually dead. And so I had to go plug my phone in on the charger and I called 911 right away. And they came maybe within 5 to 10 minutes. But by the time I got back outside, there was people already there trying to help. But yeah, that was kind of, yeah.
How old were you then?
I was 19. I was 19.
Jeesh.
Yeah. And it was, I just remember I was just screaming. I was crying out to God. I called all of his family right away to get there. I called my mom, my sister, and everyone showed up. And I was just, I was in shock. I didn't know. What? You told me it would work.
Right.
This wasn't how it was supposed to go. And I remember thinking in my head, before the stunt had happened, I remember thinking in my head, oh, he's going to have to wash the dishes tonight for getting me to do this stupid stunt. And I never said it. And I never said it. And I don't, it's just such a, you know, those like, it's just heart-wrenching. Just like, wow.
Well, and I can't imagine too, because like a lot of times when things like that happen, you just want to go backwards really quick. Yes. And like, yeah, and just the, that you can't would just drive someone crazy.
No, exactly. And even that, yes, exactly that. And even when the cops showed up, like I didn't even realize it was happening. Right. Like I was in shock. I didn't know what to think or do. And even when they're like, you have to get into the police car. Like I did not think I was in trouble.
Right, you're because like, for what?
For what? No, literally. I literally was like, wait, why? Like I didn't do anything bad. Like we did, you know, like that's how it felt. But like, oh, the days even in like, oh man, when I went to jail, like even just like sitting there and like
having to be in your thoughts.
Thoughts, and like, wait, is this really happening? Like,
how long did you have to go to jail for?
Only like 2 days. 2 to 3 days, but it was the longest 2 to 3 days of my life. But I did do 60. Okay, but I did do 60 days after that. Like that was my term because they saw the video, they saw the text messages, like everything was on film. Right, right. And so they seen kind of the judge said like it was 90% Pedro and 10% you because you did pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what they determine it as, but it was the longest 3 days of my life in there, you know, because I thought I was going to go back out and everything was, you know, like.
So I'm sure when you went back with the 60 at that point, you kind of understood what was going on. But those first 3 days had to be like,
yes, yeah,
mind boggling. Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Am I in trouble? How I'm sure. Were you freaking out, like thinking you'd go to for years?
Yes. Yes. Because yeah.
I'm sure at that point you have no idea what's going on.
Oh, yeah, exactly that.
Do you have a good roomie?
Yeah, she was actually really nice.
See, it makes a difference.
No, she actually was really nice, and she was consoling me because I was pregnant too at the time.
Oh my God.
I was pregnant with Raiden.
Bury the lead.
I know. I know. So Raiden is a like miracle. Like he had to endure a lot of stress.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So
how far along were you?
20 weeks at that.
Oh, yeah. Geez. Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was. Man, that was a season, again, of extreme pain and suffering and why. And a lot, that season was a lot of, like, regret on, like, how stupid can I be? Like, why would I agree to do that? Like, this has affected so many people around me. Like, oh, my God, for the longest, I felt so, so shameful and like couldn't even get out of bed. Like I had to do intense therapy like right. every single day.
Did you kind of work through in therapy too, the pleasing part you were talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, pretty much. Yes. Pedro molded me in a lot of ways and I don't really want to
Well, you grew up with them, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it was, we worked through a lot of that. And that stems from abandonment issues from my childhood with my first trauma with my dad and all of that stuff. So it's, there's a bigger story. I can, honestly, we'd be here for days if I really went into everything. Right, right. But
let's do it. I'm kidding.
Right. No, it's, yeah.
Sleeping bag.
No, for real. It's like, cause it is, it's, there's a lot. There's a lot that goes into this. And,
so but what yeah. happened when you got out? Like you obviously went to therapy. You were dealing with the shame and guilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was.
Yeah. What happened next? Like, so during this time, if I read correctly, is this when at some point you connected with Tyler?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that. Me and Tyler were friends prior to Pedro passing away. So I want to say we became friends back in like 2000, maybe 16, around that time.
So he's from Chicago though, right?
Yeah.
So then how and when did he already live in the area?
Yeah. So he was living in Aberdeen.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that. So he went to, yeah. So he taught dance in Aberdeen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Which is really, really cool. And he messaged me on Facebook. We always would argue about this. He's like, I was like, you did that because you thought I was cute. But
is
anyway.
This like, is this like, am I aging myself? Is that still when you could poke people?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was like, I don't know.
Exactly that. Yes.
No one pokes enough anymore, you know?
No.
Probably because it's 2025. But
I will say I have gotten a few pokes the last couple of days. And I literally am like,
why am I getting poked right now?
Maybe they're bringing it back.
I wonder, but I'm like, is this happening to anybody else? One of them was my grandma. That was so cute. I was like, Grandma, you are poking me.
That's a very grandma thing.
Literally, but
oh my God. So sorry, I don't mean to sidetrack you. So he sent you a DM.
Yes, yes. And at this time, me and Pedro were on and off. We weren't together at this time. And so me and Tyler met up. My mom was living in Redfield at the time. I was living in Fargo. I made an excuse and I was like, I'm going to go visit my mom. But really, I went to go see Tyler. He did not know that.
Oh my God,
low key, I feel like he did low key down know about that. But anyway, we met up and we hung out and we were just really, really good friends. And we lost touch because I got back with Pedro and was trying to obviously work on that with him and stuff. And after the situation with me and Pedro had happened, Tyler reached out and it was literally like a book on what he said. And it was so beautiful. And he was like, I just want you to know, like, I don't like how we ended things, but I love you so much and I'm praying for you. And if you don't get to see this, like, just know, like, I have your back. And just went into detail on how evil the world is, and because he was seeing all of the hate online, because also with Pedro's situation, that came worldwide. Like, big talk shows were talking about it. Good Morning America, big podcasts.
It's like, sadly, it did go viral.
Yes. Yeah.
To a point. You know what I mean? Know, it's like he actually literally got his wish, which is like sad.
Oh, it's but so. No, it's, but it's the truth. Yeah. And like, wow.
So it was on Good Morning America?
Yes. They actually, they have reached out like to me, God. Like Dr. Phil, like.
Dr. Phil.
I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I've been in the audience before.
I love you, Dr. Phil. I used to watch you all the time.
Yeah, I got to, I went to a filming of Hobo Daddy was the theme of my show that I went to.
Oh, and
my
wait, you got to go to a show?
I was in the audience. And I actually was, I was fighting with my friend because she's like gorgeous. And I was like, I'm going to act the crap out of this. And I'm going to be the one they zoom in on when you clap, you know, like the concern. Yes. And I did. I won.
Did you?
They skipped her and went to me. And I was like,
I love that.
Like, hey, talk to your hobo daddy.
I got
to
see it. I got to see this.
That's the episode.
Hey, I love that.
So you've turned down Dr. Phil.
Yes, I have.
I am so touched.
And Good Morning America. They have asked that too. Yeah, yeah, I love you guys, but
oh geez.
Yeah.
So we saw all this negative press coming and yeah, and so then what happened? So then did you guys reconnect then? And
yes, yeah. So Tyler was going through so much at that time too. It's like God knew that we needed each other in that time. He was going through his own stuff. He deals with his own depression and, you know, just heavy stuff that, you know, I mean, he's grown up on the south side of Chicago. Like mm-hmm. And so we were just there for each other. We literally like would talk every single day. And it was just friendship up until probably 6 to 7 months in. And then we both realized like we like each other way more than that. And he surprised me with a one-way ticket to Aberdeen. And we were like this ever since, you know, just best friends. And Tyler and I have helped each other grow in so many ways and aspects in our life that I'm going to like forever be grateful for and thankful for. And he's really played a really big part in vice versa, both of us, you know. Yeah. And so that's kind of when that whole, you know, our story with me and Ty and building and growing together and
When did you guys get kind of like into business together, like in doing creative projects together?
I wanted like right away, like that's he got his one-way ticket and we started sunglasses right away on eBay, just reselling on eBay and Poshmark. And because again, we both have that, you know, business mindset, and that's what really also another link that has like really kept us, you know, connected with each other. And so we started that, and then he obviously had his clothing brand Wake, but he wasn't doing it and kind of stopped it. And
so he had that before.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So
but is Blake his middle name?
Yes,
because it's Wake by Tyler Blake.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. But
this whole time, like when they're like, Tyler's missing, I'm like, Tyler Blake? Like,
what's his name? No, everyone thinks like, wait, I thought Blake was his last name. No, it's Weathersby, but he likes to go by Tyler Blake. So
I mean, it's catchy.
It is catchy. It just goes, yeah.
So then he brought it back.
Yes, yeah, because he stopped. So he came up with the logo and like the design and kind of the meaning behind Wake. But
yes, and keep going. I have a cute picture of you kind too, that we took.
But kind of stopped it right there. And then, oh, that is so cool.
This will show up when it's on the episode. I've gotten
a little
behind.
Wow, that's really cool. But anyway.
You guys are babies.
This is when we like just started and...
I thought this was so cool. Like I was saying, like when
we really did that, Alana.
Yeah, when I first saw Wake, I was like, "Oh my god, this is so cool!" And then I loved all your guys' clothes, and then your guys' website and your photo shoots were so neat. And like,
thank you.
And I was like, I felt like I was just too old enough. Where I was like, God, I would like to be part of that, but they're too like young and hip.
never say that.
But yeah, and you guys' a studio. I think I have another one too. It's so cute. Oh my goodness. Look at you guys. Yeah. So how long did you guys work on Wake?
I miss them so much. Ugh, man.
It was so cute. And then They Self was separate, right? Or is it a different off-brand?
Yeah. So we created... So They Self by Wake was what I created for the women. But it really didn't take off like Wake, honestly. And so we kind of stopped it and turned it into a media agency eventually.
And for people, sorry, I should back up. For people who did not see anything with Wake or aren't familiar, talk about it. So it's like, it's streetwear.
Yeah, it's a streetwear.
Modern streetwear.
Yes, it's a streetwear clothing brand based around self-love and knowing oneself and overcoming your obstacle and owning your story. And that's kind of to backtrack a little bit, there was one night. So when we were selling sunglasses, we were in Aberdeen at the time, and one night I realized, I was like, wait, Tyler has Wake. Like, and I've wanted to always get, I love fashion. I've always been a fashion baby since I could remember. Yeah. And so I wanted to do a boutique called La Mona Lisa. Never happened.
It's that brand again.
But no, literally. But I knew Tyler had created something so beautiful. And I was like, I want to help you. And I want, like, let's do this together. And one night he was working because he used to work overnights. And I literally wrote him a long book on what we need to do, how we need to do
it. Here's the business plan.
And here's the business plan. And he literally was like, okay, we're going to do this. And we did it. And like, that's the one thing, like Tyler and I,
it was done so well.
I know. Like we all, like both of us, like, come on. We were just our best friends, literally. Yeah. And
one of the last times I saw him, he gave me some Wake socks.
Did he really? I think.
I was so happy.
Yes. And weren't you guys met at Josiah's? Yeah, yes. We just had 7.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yes, he was talking about that.
Yes. And he was so happy to see you too. He's like, I'm going to go see Alana. And yeah, just talking.
He was so sweet.
I know.
Yeah, because he was asking me about how to start a fashion magazine. And then he was so cute too. I was so touched because he was talking about how he was going to, or he had recently talked to like Aaliyah's class, because there was a lot of cyber bullying happening.
Oh, yes.
And so he was like talking about getting into that. And I was like, you're such a great stepdad.
No,
like,
and
so
that's
cute.
One thing. Like, he is such a protector, and he protected Aaliyah and Raiden all the time. And yes, he sure did go into that school and, and talk to the principal, because I'd be like,
He's like, these kids are getting out of control online. And I was like,
no, literally. I'm like, yeah, you go be daddy. Go.
I know. It's so cute.
I know. And like, that's one thing about Ty, and it's heavy. It's a very heavy thing, Alana, because I don't know, you know, and I feel like everybody like expects me to know,
right,
what happened, where's Tyler,
like how could you not know, kind
and
of vibe, kind
yeah,
of deal,
and it's like, but I don't, and right. I'm just in the dark just like everyone else, and that is the most painful, gut-wrenching feeling to feel when it's your own significant other, and right. then to have all of this coming at you.
Right.
So it's been a very difficult season, suffering. Like, it's just, it's heavy.
Right.
It's very, very heavy.
Well, you're really good at this because I'm totally off of my script.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Probably all over the place, but hey.
Totally fine. So, yes. So, to back up. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, the sad part is September 4th, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler disappeared a year ago, about just the anniversary.
Yeah. Last 2 weeks ago.
So, it was 7:45 in the morning was the last time you saw him?
Yes. Yes. Because I was dropping the kids off at school, so yep,
right, because that was just when was that right after Labor Day then?
Yes, yep. Okay. After Labor Day weekend. Yeah. That was his second walk, because for the people out there, oh, he went on two walks. Okay, he went on two walks, like, right. You know, but yeah, that was the last time I seen him.
Was he always an early riser or?
yes but he was going through a lot mentally, Alana. He was not himself. What I experienced with him days leading up to him not coming back home was something that I have never experienced with him. Now, have I experienced his moments of depression, seasons of depression? Yes, but it was never this bad. I didn't know what to do.
Was this when his family was in town? Did they come into town because he was depressed, or was he there just visiting?
No, it was just his mom that came into town.
Okay.
And we can definitely get into that. With depression, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Yes, so his mom came into town to meet Seven. Tyler wasn't doing the best then, but Tyler's very good at hiding his feelings and his emotions. Maybe it's the way that he was raised. But one thing with people with depression is what I have learned within the last 7 years of being with someone who experiences this is when people are going through depression, they don't want to be fixed. They don't want to be coddled, right? Like, they want to be isolated, or they want to figure it out themselves. And that's one thing I've had to learn with Tyler, because I'm such a fixer and I'm always like, what can I do? Like, let me help you. But I've learned that doesn't work for him. And so I'm saying this to say, because a lot of people, why didn't you help him? Why didn't you X, Y, and Z? I've tried. I can only do so much. I am only human.
Right.
I am not
God. And you have to
want
help.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And so after we had Seven, something switched in him. I don't know. It was like he was the one experiencing postpartum more so than what I was experiencing. And I was the one really trying to hold down the fort and make sure that we're okay. But
it is interesting, it is like men either like really attach or they detach after a baby.
He detached for sure. I've done so much research, oh my god, endless counts of research, and trying to figure out, and obviously processing, you know, everything. And could this have been it? Could this Tyler lost his mind. His mom came, something broke inside of him.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what it was, but something in his mind shifted. And he started acting not himself, just very out of reality. Like, just to give you some examples, very confused on who he was. I would have to remind him, like, you are Tyler. He wasn't like comprehending that he was Tyler. Like, he was confused. When you would look at him, like, he wasn't there. Like, his eyes were just gone.
What did his mom say? Was she seeing the same thing? Oh,
no. You want to know? Okay. The day before, he left and never came home. Tyler took me to the mall, bought us rings, spent like $6,000. This isn't like Tyler. What I'm learning is he was definitely, I think, maybe in like a manic situation of kind of everything that I'm learning, but he was just not himself, spending money. It scared me. The things that he was saying to me was very, very scary. Mm-hmm. His mom was at our house, and so I actually messaged her. And I said, hey, are you available to talk? Like, something isn't right with Tyler. Like, I need your help. Now, at this point, I'm freaked out because I'm like, this is not Tyler. Like, he does not go out and spend $6,000 on rings and insane, literally like saying stuff like, this ring will never, keep this ring on. This is always going to connect us. And just not in reality, Alana, just saying very out of touch.
Did it almost seem like final or like a goodbye present or something? Or like, did you, or it just
now
fall,
that
it just fall
back,
off? Or?
Now that I look back, maybe so, because he even went to our neighbor's house across the street and knocked on their door and told them, thank you for everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And our neighbor, I don't want to say their name, but he thought it was very odd because he said, again, he was like, I looked at him and like, he wasn't there. Like his eyes weren't, he just wasn't there. So he thought that was very weird and awkward.
Right. And just, so then what did the mom do then? After you contact her?
Okay, yeah. So she goes, okay, we'll talk when you get back. Tyler drops me and the baby off back at home. I don't know where Tyler goes within this 30 to 40 minute span, but he leaves. And so I go in. His mother is at our kitchen table. And I look at her and I'm like, Janine, something is wrong with Tyler. I need your help. She goes, oh, he just has spiritual gifts. He'll be okay. And I'm like, no, something is wrong with him. I need your help. What is going on? I'm like, you're his mother. How was he when he was a child? What did he experience when he's a child? That's not my husband. Right. I need your help, Janine.
And like, or has this happened before?
Yes.
Like, is this like just another episode?
Yes.
Kind of thing?
Yes. And then she goes, well, is he eating healthy? What is he on, like dieting and all, just asking me these questions, and it's not helping the situation. We get into a very
that
big
is such
argument.
A mom thing to do. Is that the diet? It's like,
no,
that's not really helping.
No, no, literally, please. No, exactly, Alana. I'm like, no, I actually need help right now. Like, I'm scared. Like, please help, you know.
Yeah.
And we got into a really big fight. That was our first fight ever. It ended in her going to the airport early, and that was the last time I seen her. When Tyler dropped her off at the airport, he came back bawling and crying, because there was some things that his mom had told him, that he did not appreciate. But Tyler, so that also added way more stress onto him, of course. And then that night was just, he barely slept. He was very, very paranoid, saying that like the grass is talking to him. Just not him. He's
that
not
grass. It's always coming. Yeah, no, that's bad. That's,
no, literally.
That's concerning.
Like that, yes. Like
so
that.
Did he actually text his, I won't say names, mentor help? Is that true?
Yes, that is true.
What do you think that meant?
Like, his mental state.
He realizes he was kind of spiraling?
Yes. Yes, because when I heard about that, it was, I want to say, around maybe 9 or 10. I don't know. Don't quote me. But he was on the couch and he was crying. And that's when his paranoia started happening. Like, literally, like, he was paranoid about everything. Like, someone would, like, just not in reality. And so, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. So then he barely slept, and then he, how do you know how early he got up to walk, his first walk?
I don't even want to say a time.
Right, right. I mean, tell me.
No, I don't even.
Yeah.
Because I know how people are, and yeah, But yes, he did go on two walks that morning.
That's crazy. Was it normal that he just didn't, dare I say the term, raw dog? Did he raw dog during walks often without a phone or anything?
So yeah, so he, that was becoming like a normal thing for him. Like he would go on walks and just be.
And here's the thing, too. People are like, that's so weird. But like there are a ton of people who run without music because they like to hear the like the sounds and be in nature.
And I was just going to, and that's Tyler. Tyler is such a deep thinker and a creative. He needs silence. I mean, if you look at our brand and the sayings back, silence is where I find me. That was Tyler. Like that is who he's very in his head a lot. And that's him. You know, that's him.
Right,
that's
right.
Him.
So the last time you saw him was saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Going to school.
Yeah. And he looked at me and he was like, are you going to be in nature? Because I'm going to be in nature. And I was like, what, babe? And he was so happy. Like to the point where I'm like, this isn't Tyler. Like it was like, I've never seen him that happy. Like Tyler is a very, as you can see in that photo right there, Ty is a big teddy bear at heart. He does not show that, but when you know him, like you said, he's such a sweetie. He's so caring and loving. But he also has his hard face
on. He's a
little
stoic.
That's the word. That's what I was looking. He's very stoic. And to see that, I was like, what is going on with him? And so my thought process when I'm dropping the kids off at school, like, just give him his time. Like, he's going to be okay. That's it, right? Like, I did not expect that we would be here a year later. And I don't know where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that is crazy. Like, so you would have never imagined him just like walking away. Did he ever talk about, like, okay.
That's where I'm very conflicted and confused, because there's text messages. When he is in a very depressed state, he would say stuff like, I just want to disappear. Like, this is too much for me. This business, I've given my life to Wake. I'm tired. I want to start over. There has been text messages. Mm-hmm. And so that's where my mind gets so conflicted, because I'm like, did he lose his mind and just walk away? And is he somewhere? Did he self-harm somewhere? I don't know. And that's where the confliction is a lot when it comes to like just my emotions as his significant other. You know, it's sad and then it's angry and then it's why.
And it's crazy, too, because, like, you watch a lot of shows where, say he did, like, self-harm. I mean, there are so many times where it's, like, 10 years down the road and it shows, like, here's a map of where we found them. And it's, like, right by, like, and somehow no one saw or found anything. And it's just, like, I can't imagine just what's going through your head all the time.
No.
Because what happened, like, when did you realize it was odd that he wasn't home yet?
When I woke up, because I went home and went to sleep with 7, and I probably woke up around like, 10:30, 11-ish. And then you just have that intuition like, wait, he's not, like, where is he?
Right.
You know? And so that's kind of when I started, you know, calling my mom, looking around.
Right.
And then I was in panic mode after that, because I'm like, what the heck? But then also, I became frozen, it felt like. Like, it literally, like, felt like I didn't know what to do. Like, everyone was coming at me. It was way too much. Like, I'm like, so I think I just froze for the longest of, like, I don't know.
Yeah. And about 4:30, you guys called to report him missing?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was, like, the longest day ever.
Oh, the longest.
Besides jail. Because, you know. No, but that would be crazy. What did they say? So did they say it was too early to report him missing?
Because
isn't it like 24 hours or something?
No, they were very helpful.
Oh, well,
they came to the house and they wrote it down. And I don't even really, like I said, I'm like in, I don't, yeah. But they were helpful. Like they weren't, oh, they're we like, got to well, wait a certain.
Did they send people then to kind of drive around and kind of check it out?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Look
yep.
at them go.
Yeah. So they did do that. They did do that. And then the next day is when I posted it because I was like,
so you're, what you're saying is it wasn't that like the rumor of, you know, you have a huge cleaning crew and
no, do you know? So here's
it's
the thing
documented that Sam Clemens said that they were there at like 4:30. So like he'd have to walk past the cleaning crew. And I think that would be
no,
kind of weird.
No, literally. And see here's the thing is it's so sad when because there was so much love and support. Mm-hmm. So many people wanted to come and help and support during that time. Mm-hmm. And so many people, I will help you. Do you need the dishes done? We'll do the dishes for you. Do you need help sweeping? We'll be help sweep. You know, like there was just so much love and support. Yeah. But there's always a couple bad apples in those groups where they turn that. And it's crazy because people can still.
Oh, they're the cleaning crew? Is the friends helping?
No, literally. Literally. But, you know, like there's people that just come around just to start shit. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's what happened. And it's sad because it's like there was so much love and support. And even in your lowest times, there has to be those people who are just still envious or still, oh,
right, right.
You know, like how sad.
Well, and I like, feel like in 2025, there's like all the TikTok sleuths. You know, so everyone wants to be the TikTok sleuth that's like, I've discovered this, or did you know this fun fact, or like, you know what I mean?
Don't literally.
So that's gotta be crazy. One question that like that was pretty loud online was, why did you not tell the family, his family, until the next day? Or did you tell the family that day?
First and foremost, we got into a really big fight. Mm-hmm. Was I thinking about Janine? And Greg, no, I was thinking about finding my husband. But not only that, we want to get a little spicy here. Not only that, Greg's last conversation to Tyler was so heartbreaking. It was that night. He literally told Tyler, you are not shit. You don't know how to provide for your family.
Oh,
I never want to talk to you again. You better stop before you go into a sunken place. That is his last words to his brother. So do you think I'm thinking about calling these people after experiencing chaos with them? No,
yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
I want to find my husband. And so I wasn't thinking about them. But right. Did I? Yeah. Then.
And it is also, too, there is the whole, I mean, they're, because they're in Chicago still?
I don't know.
Because, well, I mean, they're out of sight, kind of like where you're like, you're just going to direct people. You know, like any emergency, you kind of go to people around you and then you probably think like.
Yeah.
Out of state people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, I was hurt with what.
And they've continued the passion.
Oh, it is so bad. It's so loud, Alana, and it's just like, what? Why do you want to? You don't have to like me, but at least respect.
Well, right.
I'm not out here.
Because how does that affect Seven?
No, exactly. That I was just going to go to that point. Like, I have his child. Like, at the end of the day, like, that's your blood.
Right.
And you are still out here literally trying to get people to believe something that is not true is so hurtful and mean and evil.
Right.
But you want to say that you love God and love. Yeah. That's not love. That's dark.
Right.
And that's evil.
Yeah.
And what do you think Tyler would think and feel? You know
He'd
what I mean?
He'd probably be even more stressed.
Exactly. So, I mean, exactly.
It's like the man was already stressed.
No, I know. Exactly. It's just, it's sad. It is so, so sad. And it's hurtful. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only me going through this, it's my children.
Right.
They have friends at school that ask.
That'd be very hard, yeah.
Yes, it's a lot. People don't understand how much it is to deal with.
Right. Has that affected them at school?
Yes.
Like, were they... are people saying things to them? Or are they just...
No, there has been... They're curious. It's more so like, your dad's missing. Like, where is he? You know, and my kids want to go to school to go to school. They're already dealing with a lot.
Right.
And so, but they're very strong. They are so strong. Right. Wow. They're resilient children. And they are happy and so loved. And so that's one thing I look at and just keep, you know, but that is hard. That is very, very hard for them.
Did you sleep the first night that he was missing at all? Or how did you get through that first night?
No, I wasn't. I lost like 25, 30 pounds.
Didn't need to lose, by the way.
I know. I was like, and this was months. Like, I couldn't eat. I could barely sleep. I was like awake, searching endless hours on like, what can I do? What type of resources? How, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, trying to figure out, like, you know, and it's like, I've done everything that I can.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever find out, like, there was that video of him talking to someone at a crosswalk?
Yes.
Did you ever find out what they said or who that was?
Yes. Are you talking about the guy on the
video
bike?
They released? Yeah.
Yeah. They said that the guy supposedly had headphones in and had no clue. Oh, no. He said, yeah, it was very discouraging. Very.
That's why I always have one AirPod in, man. You never know what's gonna happen.
That was so hopeful. That
sucks.
No, literally. I just got the chills right now.
Oh.
And then even him crossing to go, there was a car that he went to. They never found those people from what I heard.
Could they see if it was a South Dakota license plate or?
I don't think so. I don't think they said something with the license plate. I don't know.
That's crazy. And they say the first 48 is like the most important.
Yeah, yeah.
What did anything happen? Or like, did you just start getting leads into the second day?
Gosh, I see. This is I'm where sure I had so many people around me that were so amazing and like helping with that because I was so like.
Well, I feel like you go into brain fog.
That's honestly, like, I was in brain fog. So I don't even think I want to like reiterate kind of because I was so frozen, Alana. I was really just like, I don't know what, like, is this really happening?
Well, the craziest part too, didn't his family not even fly back?
No.
That's kind of interesting.
No.
I mean, you never know what you're going to do.
I know. It's just my intuition tells me Tyler lost his mind. He left. Now, from that point, I don't know. Is he out there wandering somewhere? Could he be on Skid Row? I have these feelings, you know, like my intuition.
Right, because you try to think of logistics. Like, how and where did he get where?
Because
like, did he just like...
Yeah.
And well, how is there not video? Like, that's the other part that like, where the video stops.
So... They did not have, so on the interstate, Madison, you know, right by the fairgrounds, they had no video there. They have it now. They have it now. Like, they put up cameras now, but they had no cameras at that freaking intersection, and it pisses me off because I really feel he got into a car with someone, not realizing and not knowing, because the day before he took us to the car dealership and was like talking to these random people, trying to get these random people in our car to work for Wake. Like, he had this big idea and like literally like hunting these people down. Come work for us, you know? So he was doing stuff like that where it was very risky behavior. And like even going to the gas station thinking gas was free.
Oh dear.
Yes. That's the yes. So
if he doesn't think he has to pay for gas in 2025, people no. Oh, that is crazy.
I know.
Oh God.
Yes.
So that's nuts. And that was like knowing you guys too, like when I saw that, I was like, there's no way he would just walk away from her because like you guys have been through so much.
We have been through so much.
So I also want to touch base on, Do you think that, or you probably know that, mm-hmm. have people just been easy to point a finger at you because of what happened to Pedro?
Yes. And that sucks because yeah. it has made me feel like I've had to have a shield around me and not, in a sense, I'm now, for the longest, I should say, I'm now at a point where it's like, I'm going to be open and I'm going to be vulnerable and use my voice because I know I did nothing wrong. But in the beginning, when you have all of that hate and you are trying to process yourself what is going on, it made me feel like I've had to have this shield around me to where it's like, in a sense, for the longest, I couldn't process. Does that make sense? Like, right. I had to protect myself when in reality, that shouldn't have been the case.
Right.
Right.
Because like, I'm sure with the first, you know, the YouTube situation, it's like, you know, like in your head, you have to be like, oh, okay, I have to watch how I say things and what I'm doing. And yeah. because you've already kind of been through that.
Yeah.
And yeah, how did you feel too then? Like going back to like, now this was picked up by like NBC and like Dateline already did mm-hmm. like a little article on it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that getting picked up nationally? Like that's.
I'm happy because. Yeah. Of course, it's more awareness on Tyler. And if Tyler can be found, like, thank you, please. Right. I think I just don't like where they bring in my past or where they're like, this is, you know, and now she's, you know what I mean?
They're going for like the story part of it, yes. obviously.
Yeah, it's PR. It's right. like, that's kind of what it is. I think that's where it's just like, ugh. But then I also am in this world as well. So it's like.
Right, you're in media and marketing, so you're so like, I would have pulled that too.
You're like, I can't. But then, you know, it's like, we're all human at the end of the day. It's like, just focus on Tyler, you know. And
was it this crazy with the YouTube, or is it more crazy now with the comments and the chat, like the chats and about same?
I would say about same. I think what's different now is. With Pedro, nobody knew who I was. So, like, those comments didn't really affect me in a sense because it was people I didn't know or, like, but now that I've obviously built a career and have, you know, we've built for the last 7 years,
right?
It stings a lot because it is people that we know or have associated with.
Right.
And to see that, it's so heartbreaking. And it's like, wow.
Right.
I've really got to see a lot of people's true colors.
That would be
sure.
a really gross and part about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But so that's part I've had to navigate, but I've also, my skin is thicker now, I guess you can see.
Again, at the age of 28. My skin's thicker now.
Literally.
Even though I'm not even 30 yet. But
no. For
that's crazy. So what are some of the craziest theories you've heard?
I mean,
I heard the one I was talking to Vani about. I was like, hey, I forgot what I said. Oh, I was like, what's the deal with, like, I heard there's like rumors about Think 3D and and whatever.
I feel
and
then, so.
Yeah, and then Vani goes, oh, you mean that we built Culture Cove to hide Tyler?
Yep.
And I was like, are you actually serious? And he's like, yeah, that's actually a rumor.
Yeah, that's the, no, literally. So, yes, so that is.
That's very thoughtful
I'm sorry,
of them to buy a hunting
I am
lodge.
So sorry, Think 3D, that you have got to be, you know, they really got dragged through this. And
well, the hard part is, too, is like he was part of their mentorship program. And so, like,
so that's
and it's a really good mentorship program.
No,
so, to, yeah.
Literally, and that's the thing is that's what these people, oh, they sacrificed him. They literally, and yes, they buried him in this Culture Cove and, Tamian and Vani are a part of just this bigger grand scheme of like powerful political occult type of stuff. It's right. very weird.
Well, it's like, that's the other thing too, though, with like being like public figures in your community is like then you get just like, yeah, woven into these storylines.
No, literally. And I've apologized. So I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Well, Culture Cove has a great gym.
Oh, it's so amazing. So amazing. And there's a lot of healing that goes on there. And And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Right.
But sadly, he does not live there.
No, sadly.
I recently actually heard one about like a fire at the fairgrounds.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I guess that was a thing. I never even knew about this fire. I don't even know really what that fire was for. But yes, that's another.
Interesting.
That's another that oh my God, I can't believe we're going.
I'm sorry.
Supposedly, my stepdad went to go over there and do some, you know, yeah,
bonfires.
Some crazy stuff over there. I don't even like talking about it or saying it because it's like, oh, but.
Ugh. Yeah. How do you feel when you go like out and about? Do you feel like people are still like.
Oh, yeah.
Watching. Yeah.
I put my head high.
There you go.
Because God is on my side. And like Rihanna says, don't let them see you sweat. Like, I don't, you know, like.
And I think that's what bothers people.
Oh,
is like,
it bothers them
which is
so
kind of,
bad.
You know, it's like kill them with kindness kind of vibe, yes. Where they're like, she's not bothered about this.
No, literally. Well, okay. So for instance, the other weekend, 2 weekends ago, me and Maddie, she's over here right now, we go out for a pizza, right?
How dare you?
And right. Oh, it was on social media. I seen the girl that made her husband disappear and she's out having pizza. She crazy work. Are you serious? Guess what? I walked by this and it was a grown man. It was a man like in his 40s probably. Like, and then you're going to go on the internet for attention? And me and her were just eating pizza and taking our cute little content? What?
Right. It's like, let me have a damn pizza.
No, literally. Like, it's just so. But no, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Has it gotten easier or like was it hard at the beginning to kind of see everything?
Yes, at the beginning. Yeah. Yes, it was very hard at the beginning.
But at some point, I feel like it would turn to white noise.
That it's just noise, you know?
Because I even know people that are in some of the groups that they just like don't comment, but they just kind of like people watch, you know? And I mean, like, you know, in the morning, I'll get a voice memo from a friend like, I could not anymore. I had to mute that or like leave it. And I'm like, yeah, it gets
please,
wild.
Yeah. It's so wild. And it's just noise. It's just entertainment for social media. And it's sad because it's like, this is real life. But it's like, again, I am only 28 years old. I have many more years, God willing, left. Like, I have to keep moving forward.
Right.
And actually, Vonnie told me this because in the beginning, Vonnie's so good. Vonnie's such a good, kind human. He told me, he literally was like, because I was really struggling. It was at the time, like, I was struggling bad. Right. And he met with me and he looked at me and he said, you don't have to move on, but you have to move forward. Like, you have to continue moving forward.
Right.
And that, thank you, Vonnie, for that, because you gave me the courage and the confidence to know that it is okay that I can move forward with my life, regardless of the unknown and whatever happens, because it's out of my control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that I'm in control of.
Well, it's like, would someone feel better if they, like, saw you crying in public constantly? Like, I don't think that would be beneficial.
No,
or
because then eventually
bring anyone joy. I don't know, like,
no, literally, because then eventually it's like, oh, she's just wanting attention for that, you know what I mean?
look at her cry. She's not crying hard enough.
No.
Or someone would be like, I didn't even see tears.
Oh, that has been a thing too, like,
you know? Oh my God, it's like,
because
you have
people
a,
don't
like
need
a
to
Bravo
see,
show or something.
Yeah, because people don't need to see that.
Right.
People don't need to see that. That's very personal, and that's my private life that I call my support system for. This girl right behind me, Maddie, has seen me break down and cry many times. And that's what my people are there for, not the internet, you know?
Well, and I mean, like we were talking about before we started recording, like I like laugh in therapy because I have to like joke about it that's just coping.
Yeah.
Does it make people feel uncomfortable? I'm sure it does. Do I have to walk out of funerals? Because I'm probably going to make a joke and, like, you know,
literally.
It's just what it is. It's like, you never know how people are going to cope with things. So, but let's get to the.
And that's the beauty, though, of it. That's the beauty.
Well, right. Well, and so talk about the positive support you received. Because I'm sure there's a lot of that as well.
Yeah, I do. There is a. again, the negativity is loud, but there is so much love and support. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for the people that I do have around me that have uplifted me and
right.
have reminded me of who I am. And even though this season has been crazy, that I'm loved and my kids are loved. My family is loved outside of, you know, my kids, because even my grandma has gotten, my poor grandma, my poor mom, my poor stepdad, they've all gotten dragged right. into this. It's not just me that it affects. It affects.
Your grandma just wants to poke you on Facebook.
No, literally, she's so cute with her little self. Like, poor grandma. Like, I know, yeah. you know, and it's like, through this, like, I have gotten to see so much love and support, and that's what I lean on. I don't lean on that negativity at all. I lean on that support and love, and really using my pain and transforming that into purpose, because I've been through so much stuff. Let me help. Mm-hmm. Let me serve, you know, because I know how hard it is, really and truly. And so that's kind of what I'm doing right now to keep me going, because if not, I would be in my bed crying. I really would.
Right. Yeah. Because talk about her truth. We talked about that. We just yeah. talked about it at the very beginning, but you're yeah. the founder and CEO of that. Yes. Kind of talk about that project.
Yeah. So with her truth, I'm really just allowing it to flow right now. As of right now, it is a media company for the women. And eventually, like, I have really big dreams with it, and eventually I want to do Her Truth Beauty, Her Truth Skincare, clothing, and really just make it this empire to really help women in all different aspects of their life. And so I'm just letting that grow naturally while also building the Mona Lisa brand. Right. And I see really big vision with that as well of, you know, I want to collaborate with big brands and companies with their products, or be a part of a creative campaign and use my art and my storytelling in that realm and area as well. And so I just want to impact and inspire people.
Right.
And help. I just launched an ebook, which was really cool and fun, and I put my heart and my soul into that. And it's all about activating your voice.
What's it called?
Your story, your power. Transforming pain into purpose.
There you go.
Yes. And it's all about just teaching women how to activate their voice, because as someone who has been silenced since a child, it was really hard for me to use my voice for the longest, and hence why I've maybe been in certain situations and
you know, some.
Honestly, like, if I'm being honest, because I did not know my worth, you know. And if I can help a young woman know her worth and use her voice for, whether if it's her story, her creative ideas, or some type of vision that she wants to bring, let me be that person.
Right.
And so I've been getting good feedback on it, which is really good, and it has been helping.
Where can people get it?
HerTruthOfficial.com.
Oh, there you go. And so then did that go with the photos you took?
Which ones? Because I did two photo shoots.
I know, you've been busy.
Yes. So the first photo shoot was for that ebook. I just took some new photos this past week, which I sent them over.
Yes.
The photographer, oh, she's so amazing. I got to shout her out. Lily Perspective, look her up on Instagram. But she is so, so amazing. And we've kind of sat down with each other, and I've got to tell her my story. And those photos are kind of used for multiple different reasons, but the main one is I'm creating a Her Truth poetry book. I have about like 300 poems in my notes of this past year, and kind of just everything that I have been through within this past year. And so it goes through pain and suffering, and then surrendering and finding myself and finding hope again. And I want this book to be for that woman who is going through a season of suffering. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be really good too at making like a journal with prompts. If you haven't already thought of that, I feel like that would be. Yes. I was gonna say a few for you.
Her truth.
Because I always like journals where they give you a little something, whether it's a quote or like something to fill out or like.
No, literally.
Because sometimes it's great to have blank pages, but sometimes it's nice to have prompts.
To have those prompts because it gets you thinking. Right. It gets your mind thinking. And.
But yeah, and you have some of your poetry that you read online, right? Yes. On your socials?
Yeah. Yes, I do. So yeah. Yeah.
Those are always nice.
Yeah.
And clearly, when you were practicing for the microphone, you were doing your little soothing voice. You have a good,
I do.
A good voice for that.
That is my that's my poetry voice. You already know.
I love it.
Yes, I get into that energy and that flow. I really do.
Oh my gosh,
do.
Funny.
But yeah, so.
Well, sweet. Well, yeah. How do you keep going? Like, how do you do? Like, do you just do it day by day?
Oh yeah, for sure. Day by day. I definitely have hard days, you know. Mm-hmm. But I continue to get up and I continue to put, you know, just my focus towards my purpose in life, because that's what keeps me going. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to continue to do that. I'm going to continue to shine my light and help and serve. And there is a lot of things in the making that I can't talk about yet, but stay tuned, because I really do think it will bring a really big impact. And that's my focus, really.
Yeah. What's the biggest or what's the main place that you post the most up-to-date things?
Instagram and Facebook. Or are you talking about my
Your
website?
Your handles.
Oh, MonaLisa.Perez on Instagram and then MonaLisaPerez on Facebook. So
perfect.
Those are my two. So,
well,
yeah.
Is there anything else you want people to know?
No, I don't.
You're like, I've literally told you everything.
Everything. I just hope. If y'all are in a suffering place right now, keep going. There is light. You can find beauty in the everyday life and things. And don't give up. Don't give up. And yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being so open with me and for everyone. And I definitely think if anyone feels the need to reach out, I think you would be great to talk to about.
Yes.
Pretty much any topic, actually.
No, literally. Branding, marketing, like, trauma.
What do you want me for?
Life story. Pain.
Right.
Art.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you again.
Yeah,
and
thank you, Alana.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel honored. Like, when you did message me, I was like, yes. Like,
because I dropped
you
into your DMs.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. If I wasn't
supposed watch to out. I might poke you, too.
Dude, let's bring it back.
We're bringing it back.
Let's bring the trend back.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you to everyone. Follow Mona Lisa, and it's another 605 show.